Blog Talk Radio.
Find a best patch and we walking on a line now.
want you should be undressing. Baby, take off the hair and breast in. I just wanna rub on your chest and let you put your hands on my breast in. Can we do this every weekend? This weekend, next weekend, next weekend. Monday, we tired, no sleeping. Mouth full of meat, been meaning to go vegan. So many things to do. Got work, I got plans, I got school. I got bills and they need to be paid. I got demons, they need to be slayed. And baby, I'm glad that you came. And even gladder that you stayed. Finally, I got what I prayed.
You've been on my to-do list. If you wanna do it, this moment is perfect. Let's go on and do it.
On my to-do list. And I'm in the mood.
Telling you jokes for hours.
holding you close for hours and hours. Now,
yeah, Chuck, Charlie, and I was just sitting here, flicking my fingers and shit, just not doing nothing, not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa, playing with my tits and shit, and I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there, what the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry and spoken word, where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut shit, Chuck Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, and expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck Charlie Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Epiphany Radio, you're for real fucking entertainment network and shit.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Epiphany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
Take your
hello, this is Franco Fico, the Matter, and I too listen to Epiphany Radio's poetry and the network of open mic and things and stuff, and I spit pieces that make sense to the sensual ear of the ladies. I am a lover. I love here at Epiphany Radio.
So check me out. If I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair. Yes, dear, if she ever sat down on me without underwear, I'd make me swell like a child, baby, can't you tell? This is where it all goes down. They rock the bells. Epiphany Radio, baby. Poetry. In peace.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? The mic is yours.
Hey, what it do, babies? This is your boy, For Real the Poet. Baby, take your socks off. And you're at the Soul Cafe right here at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Ha, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Ha, this again is the Soul Cafe, where you can expect some spoken word-ology, some poetry, perhaps, some creative writing, some shenanigans, some tomfoolery, a couple of things of that nature, and some neo-soul, some hip-hop, R&B, some jazz, fusion. Hey, we got albino Mexicans over here, y'all. Hey, whatever that means. Somebody figure it out and let me know. Hey, let me bring to the microphone, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, Poetic.
Baby, what
hey,
it do?
Hey, take your socks off. What it do, Poetic? What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Poetic normally is on the keys right here, and he's a part of the Soul Cafe band. We do that thing. We are a trio.
There you go.
That was a new one. Poetic on the keys, ones and twos. What's going on, my brother? And how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling great, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling pretty cool, man. I had a couple of, you know what I mean, you know, saying some of those, you know what I mean.
Some of those things, yeah. Some
things, those things, man, beverage. Things. I had a cold beverage to loosen up my membranes. My cerebral cortex was a little tight this evening. So I said, let me go get something to, you know, sip on a little bit. So I sap on it. And I got me feeling pretty cool. Can I use that sap on it?
You can, bro. You can use a sap on it. Use a sap, bro. Use a sap, bro.
I sapped on it. Yeah.
You sapped. That's a new word?
Yeah. It was the sappiest thing. I sapped it, man. It was like, bang, it was gone. So I had to open up another one. So I'm trying not to get to that level where I'm pushed around up in here. You know what I'm saying? How some people do.
Just get it, bro.
Did you hear that moment in silence, bro? Did you hear that moment in silence?
Let's see who else is going to create new wordage.
Hey, wordage.
Hey, like that. Wordage.
Yes. Hey, let's bring in our sister, Miss Girly Bubbles. Let's have it. What it do, Miss Girly Bubbles? What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing, Miss Philly Bubbles?
Hey,
Van, hey, for real. I'm trying to keep up with this new wordage for the verbiage.
She got it.
Wordage for the verbiage.
She got it.
Mm-hmm. Follow the flow. Just follow the flow, you know what I'm saying? You know, we like creating new words. This is what a verbiage up in here at the Soul Cafe. It's a good thing. We all poets, you know. I know you guys make up words on a daily basis. You know, at work they ask me, what's that word? I say, I'm a poet. Figure it out. I think you know what I mean.
You
know what I'm saying? They know what you're talking about. I love destroying the human language because, to tell you the honest, to be truth, the English language was destroyed. I don't know who thought of that, especially when it comes to writing. They got letters in there that they silent. Well, why are they there? You know what I mean? I mean, I can't understand.
Yeah.
Words that sound a lot means different, something different. Why couldn't you just make a different word? I mean, what's the problem? Was it third grade education? What the hell's going on here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So, so we can't mess it up any more than it has been. You know, all we can do is improve on that thing. I'm wondering if I need somebody to Google for me if the word thang is in the dictionary yet, or is it, you know, used? THANG, thang. Is that thang, or is DANG Googleable? Somebody hit me up and let me know. Words that we hear apart.
We're not going to do it. We're going to leave that to the first caller. We're not going to do it, Danya. We're not going to do it. It's
okay.
Not for us.
All right, because you know I was already in there, right?
I know you was already in there. I already see you.
You know I was there.
Hey. Yeah, let us know.
All right,
I'm going to leave it alone.
That's a
daggone
shame.
It's up in there. Let me pull up something here. I put some phrases on the event page. Okay. That if you wanted to write to it, you know, you could feel free to write to it. And if not, you can just spit what piece you brought to us. Later on in the program, we're going to be creating some pieces in that part of the show where everybody likes. It's called I had to pause real quick because, Van, you ready?
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready, bro.
It's called Pick Up Your Pen.
Not leap across the table. But pick up your pen. Lady. ladies.
They don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I forgot how it go.
I did too, but I hear it.
Next up,
yeah, you gonna get it right one day, man. You gonna get it on time. He's close to saying the same song to the video.
Listen, man. We gotta come up with a melody that I'm okay with. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta throw it back like some like some BBD Poison. You know, are y'all ready to? Boys, the man, hey. Boys, the man, pick up the pen. Come on. Pick up the pen.
That pen is poison.
Pick up the pen. Never trust the ink drip that runs real deep.
Hey, well, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a Soul Cafe meeting, bro. Because maybe we should have Miss Bubbles do that part right there. But, yes, we're going to be creating some pieces later on in the program. The second half of the program is dedicated to creative writing. Dedicated, Miss Pearly, to creative writing, you know, a little critiquing, you know, which we get growth from, not only from the writing, but from the performance as well. We have some great writers out there. We have some great performers. You have some that the writers that their work is meant to be read, or they write for it to be read. You have some that perform dramatically, you know, make you feel that thing, make a piece turn into three dimensions and things of that nature. So we just like to get in here and share each other's creativity, you know, what moves our pen, what influences the movement in our pen. To some, it could be a picture, a portrait. To others, it could be vibration. It could be music. So we like to share in that while we get down up in here. And, of course, we have a lot of fun. This being a Monday, happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday.
We like to start it off with some cheer, you know. Let's break this new week, I'm a little ahead of myself because I had that Budweiser or whatever not. But we like to start the week off on a nice little hum, you know what I'm saying, a nice little laughter, because it soothes the savage beast, from what I heard. Okay.
Absolutely.
So we're about to get into some of that shortly. Yeah, okay. I'm just checking something out real quick, y'all, if y'all don't mind. Poetic.
Yes, sir, bro.
I just wanted to, you know, give my condolence to this weekend's sporting event, the 49ers versus the Rams and whatnot. I know the feeling, bro. At least y'all made it further than my team made it.
Amen.
It was some strong football over the weekend, though, man. You know, personally, myself is, it's good to see other teams going to face each other at this point. You know, other than the KCs and the shit. I don't even want to say the names of the other people, but they make me sick by going every year. You know what I'm saying? The Patriots, you know, and all them guys like that. So it's good to see some of these young teams get up in there. Some of these teams ain't young. They ain't that young, but they haven't been back to this part of the season in a long time. The Bengals and all those guys like that. It's good to see them back, you know. It's football, man, and I love the game.
It's been 30 years for the Bengals since the 49ers beat them in the Super Bowl. Joe Montana and the boys. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
So, all right, I wanted to talk about this real quick. I put some phrases in the event page. I'm going to read the phrases off to you guys. First phrase was, if I had just one wish. The second phrase was, a moment in time. The third phrase was, a spent weekend with your lips. Again, those phrases were, if I had just one wish, a moment in time and a spent weekend with your lips. So for those who chose to write to that, I've only asked that you use the phrases once within the piece. Normally I, you know, make a statement letting you know, yeah, use that twice or use it three times or as many times as you can. But I only ask that you use those once. And if you participated, fine. You feel free to share that up in here when we come to you. If not, if you just have a piece that you like to share, hey, that's acceptable right here. You know what I mean? Miss Pearly won't have a problem with that. I don't think Poetic will either. Is it either or either? Which do you prefer?
Either or. Either or.
Either or, yeah.
Okay. What about either or either?
Either or either.
Either or either or.
You know what? Neither one of you, neither or neither one of you are any help really right now. You know what I'm saying?
Neither of us? Neither of us?
We're not at, we are not in the mood tonight to have points deducted. I'm just letting you know.
Right?
Not in the mood.
Thank you.
Not in the mood. Okay?
Whoa. Uh-oh. Did it call drop?
I hear the points coming. I hear the points coming.
Uh-oh. I think his call dropped. Because he's quiet. He's too quiet. No reaction. Call back in, for real. Oh, boy. All right. Station manager, you're up.
I'm not in the studio. Are you in the studio?
Nope. He forbade me.
He's calling himself back in. He's calling himself back in.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, well, thank you. Dang, Blog Talk doing this. Dang. Blog Talk doing it. Did you guys miss me? Did you miss me? I wanted to see if anybody missed me.
I missed you. Yes. Yes, we missed you. We missed you so much. We talked about you.
I know. I'll listen to the replay, and I'll curse you later. I have voodoo dolls. I have voodoo dolls of the both of you. Mm-hmm. And I have voodoo dolls of the both of you. Okay. Anybody feel free to inbox me what have been said behind my back. Inbox me like you normally do. Yeah. All right, baby, baby. So listen, we're about to get into our thing. Let me see something right here. I want to do something right here real tight and tough a little bit. I want to play something that's going to, you know, bring me back to normal a little bit. Give me some, reset the mood. Up in the John. Anybody know what up in the John means? Somebody tell me that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's up in anywhere.
Yeah, it's a Philly thing. Hey, look, once again, you're at the Soul Cafe. We're about to get into some poetry, but right after this, hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back.
They want me, but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you are my baby. Why? 'Cause you are my baby. When you smile, I knew right. that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you would be the end game. But I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance with me. Yeah, come and take a chance with me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Cause you were my baby. You remember when we'd stay up at night, exchanging stories about our lives. Tell you I got you through thick and thin. Take a risk, baby, give me your hand. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? You were my baby. Why? You were my baby.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, welcome back to the Soul Cafe. This be your boy, For Real, the poet, and I'm up in here with Poetic and Miss Pearly La Perla Negras, and we chill, y'all. Miss Pearly, why don't you ever sing to me and Poetic the way that young lady sang that song, girl?
Oh, my, because it's a different kind of love that I have for y'all. That's why.
Oh, really? It's a different kind of love? I like different kinds of love. I like the various shades of it, you know.
Yeah.
When you're ready to do that, you let me know.
Thanks for real. You just gave me a taste of my next piece. Thanks, bro.
Don't be stealing my pieces, bro.
That's
10 points deducted right there.
Too late.
Hey, listen.
Just wrote it down.
what's the title, Van? Because you know I forget what I say.
Various shades of love, bro.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
I copyrighted it, bro.
Taking all the good stuff.
I copyrighted it in my mind.
Hey, that's all right. It's in your mind copyrighted. It ain't copyrighted here.
Hey, as soon as I hear your piece, I'm going to put my foot in your behind. In my mind.
I see what you did there. You must be a poet or something. You must be a poet.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, listen. Hey, before we go to that caller, I did get a inbox from a one and only Miss Lisa Lips, who actually Googled the word thang. T-H-A-N-G. Thank you, Miss Lisa.
Give us that thang, bro.
That thang. And the it's a noun, by the way. Thang is a noun.
Girl, give me that thang, girl.
Check it out. Yep. It's a non-standard spelling of thing, representing Southern U.S. pronunciation and typically used to denote a feeling or tendency. Who has tendencies up in here? I want to ask the different poets that come in here their tendencies. I think that's something like asking somebody, I'm sorry, what's your pronoun? Baby, take your socks off. Certain people get it, some don't. Okay, let's go to the line. Enough of that bubbly stuff. Yeah. Let's go to the lines, ladies and gentlemen. The first poet tonight that we'll hear from is the one and only Joel Atterbury. Let's get it. What's going on, bro?
King?
Yo, what's going on? Peace and power. Damn, how y'all doing?
Hey,
Peace and power.
What's good,
bro? How you
Hey, man, it's good to have your spirit up in the building with us tonight, man. Thank you for, holding out and dealing with these guys that I'm working with on tonight. They can be a little bit much, I understand. I get the complaints in my inbox, but, you know, thank you for holding out. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, bro? How you feeling, man? How's your energy?
Cool, man, just coming off this weekend, man, you know, so back home in the building. I just feel good about coming up in here on a Monday. I finally made it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Joe. Hey, man, hey, look, some big things are in store. We're going to hold on to them right now. But you got some big things in store with this brother right here. Who's doing so much in the for the poetry community himself, man. Hey, we had some thoughts. We had some questions up in here. Ms. Pearl, you want to ask that first question?
Yeah. What is a thang?
You know, I use different terminology. Sometimes I might use the word thing or I might say thing, but majority of the time it's thing. It's the same thing. You know, like I just said, you just saying a thing. It's the way you're expressing yourself. It just comes out.
Mm.
I think that is a lot of times with maybe folks from the city, but, you know, same thing. But at the same time, you might see a chick and be like, yo, that's a nice sweet thing right there. You know, so
yeah.
Express.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Do you have any intentions?
Do I have any intention?
Intentions. Yeah. Plural.
Nah, I'm open.
Oh, you're open?
That's a deep. I wish somebody would ask me if I have any intentions. I felt for you. Yeah, I felt for you, bro. You came through. You asked me, do I have tension? I have some tension. You know, that's why I had that little Budweiser loosen up a little bit. You know what I mean? But intention
is
a whole.
Bro,
you wasn't by yourself, bro. But it was a good question.
Yeah,
I'm glad she asked it because I threw under the bus. Yo, well, look, I forgot where I was going to go next. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that was funny. That was funny, bro. I just threw the system under the bus first and foremost anyway. But Poetic, do you have a question of this, brother?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, inquiring minds want to know, man, you were snowed in at the job. Hey, man, did you ever put the shower head on that shower, bro, or did you just let the water just flow?
Yo, check this out, bro. Yo, you know I'm from the hood, right? So brother, improvise. I went somewhere else and took a shower. I'll put it like this.
Man.
Excuse me, ladies. Y'all mind if I use the shower right now? I don't mean to disturb y'all sleep right now. Yeah. I went into what other employees was at. I was like, yo, I need to get up in there, yo. But I had nice quarters, though. You know what I'm saying? I was completely lost.
Okay. What a question. I wasn't there for the prelude or to it or whatever, but I guess you know.
It's all right.
I know he's washed right now. I know he has since washed. So, Joel.
Oh, no doubt.
My brother. Hey, listen, do you have a piece that you would like to share with us, my brother?
Yeah, I got a piece called Steph.
Could you repeat that? Is that Steph or Death?
Nah, Steph.
Death.
No, like,
hey,
yeah,
the mic is yours.
Right.
The mic is yours, my bro.
Right, this piece is titled Steph. So here we go. Once upon a time in life, I used to breathe on it. Old model discontinued. Now here is a new menu. Discovery, discipline, dedicated disciple. No worries of what I might do. I've been outside of high school. My GED was game entering moment. Rally up associate. I cage up opponent. Makes lines for the rough cut before I lace it. That thing that you're faced with is just what you're facing. All the way changing. There's steps to walk up. Maybe eight is enough. Can open up some doors stuck. Invisible ink. I use manifest anywhere. Writing spit on any tear. I fly through any atmosphere. Solution on pollution in cities. Some don't get even spirits that shitty and gritty. They walk quickly. Signs posted on memes and things don't mean a thing. Last time I had a drink, they called me the Henny King. Oh, that's a portable. Let me check with an oracle. Don't read into this audible, knowing I've been saw you. Cut ties severely on those who play me too close. Might find you comatose in need of an antidote. If I had just one wish to stop a moment in time, become one of a kind and hold my life on the line. Oh, what a crime behind the guard door. Walk inside halls, decipher writings on the wall. Damn.
Okay, okay. You got the phrases nice. In there.
Yeah.
That was very whimsical. I like that. Miss Pearly.
That first, that opening line, once upon a time, I used to breathe on you. That was everything for me right there. Those pieces dope, man. I really, really like that. You know, you got a way of wording your pieces that's it's just it's different, and I like it a lot. I like it. I really do. Poetic.
Yeah, bro. The part that got me, bro, you said they used to call you the Henny King. Oh, man, at some point we got to talk about that. notice, y'all, he said the last drink he took, they called him the Henny King. So, yeah, we're gonna have words about that, bro. But this was a dope piece, man. Got the phrases in there, man.
That's
I enjoyed real. It. I definitely enjoyed it, man. For real, the poet.
Yes, sir. I love the lyrical flow of that piece, the rhythm behind that you had in your cadence. Now, I want to ask you, where were you at within yourself as you were writing that piece?
I was at J-O-B.
I mean, creatively.
Creatively?
Where were you?
I just go in different doorways, you know. I recycle energy, recalibrate my thoughts, and it just comes to me, you know.
Okay.
I just let God do what he do, you know.
Okay. Now, you say you was at your J-O-B. You work at a prison?
Nah, I work in healthcare, assisted living.
Okay.
Medical technology.
Almost the same thing. Almost the same thing.
Yeah.
You said...
Damn.
I work in a hospital. I like the part where you were saying it's short metaphor, reading into audibles. You spoke about reading into audibles, you know, body language, subliminal things. Crimes behind guards' doors. That's why I asked you did the work in a prison. Crimes behind guards' doors, metaphorically, creative. I like that, man. I like the flow. Like I said, I like the flow of it. A lot of times I get stuck on the performance of a poet or spoken word artist, and I just get lost. I love lingering in the rhythm. I love lingering in the flow. I love existing in the portrait that they're painting. If you can understand what I'm saying. I love being in that place.
Yeah.
I love it when somebody takes me away, when their peace takes me away. You know what I'm saying? So I dug that, man. Hey, I hope you stick around for the creative writing portion of the program, bro, because I got some stuff for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to hang right in there, brother. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Alrighty then, man. Be on the Soul Cafe Beanbag, my broski. And once again, dope peace.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Hey, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yes, 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 yes. He did that thing. He did that thing.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to add to, before we go on to the next caller, I wanted to add to the conversation earlier. As you were asking questions of the brother, Miss Pearlie,
yeah.
I think I used the word thing to elevate the word sing, almost like when you hear a singer that can really sing, we say they sang.
They
sang.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
sang that
yeah.
song. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
yes,
it's
did.
A top notch above that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I just thought I'd put that out there. We're going to open up the
well,
mic
thank
to the
you.
Next caller, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. Who happens to be the one and only Kelly Connors? Hello, Kelly.
Hey. Hello,
hey,
hello.
Hey. Hey, Diva. What's
hey,
good?
Hey, Diva. Hey, for real. Hey, poetic.
How
hello.
You doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you.
Pharrell, I'm holding back the urge. I'm holding it back. I'm holding it back. I'm holding back the urge. I'm holding it back.
Kelly, duck. Duck, Kelly,
I'm
duck.
It back. Holding it back. Ain't nothing between us but that table. I'm holding it back. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Push it out the way. Push it out the way.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Something's happening.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Something in the
and
air.
And I didn't even have any Budweiser.
I know that.
Oh,
I know
Lord.
That's right. Mm. Oh, that's right.
Oh, y'all terrible up in here. I'm terrible up in here tonight. I'm missing all this. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm kind of numb. Yeah. So, listen. Miss Connors had, I saw her in the event page. She had accepted the challenge, and she did it so quickly, I wasn't even ready. But she wrote a lovely piece to the prompts. And I can't wait to hear that. But first, Ms. Connors, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A thing is okay. Not everything, but everything.
Everything.
That dang good?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is that dang good?
That
I want to know.
Is it's great.
Yeah. Oh, man,
you're
trying to come across the table, bro.
I'm coming across the table, bro.
I thought she pushed it out the way already. What's holding
oh,
what?
Yeah, she did push it out the table. Ain't nothing holding me back. That's it. Ain't nothing holding me back.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. Yeah. This kind of are you ready to deliver that piece and share that piece for us up in here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, give me 1 second, darling. Give me 1 second because I want to follow your flow. I want to follow your flow, so I have to get myself mentally adjusted, if you can feel what I'm saying. Yeah. All righty then, listen. The mic is yours.
Okay. I titled this Kissable Weekend. If I just had one wish, it would be to feel your kiss again, stopping every moment in time, except the seconds, minutes, and hours you are mine and mine alone. Where weaknesses were welcome and the tingles of our touch left us almost breathless. Take advantage of me in all the ways I wanted them to. Tasting secrets I had saved just for them, promising not to tell a soul. They took me on a whirlwind tour of you, letting me taste the wetness waiting in between their puckering passion. Your soft, suckable lips, eager, and awaiting the next time we would find ourselves alone together, gently sampling the flavor of one another. Damn your lips. They painted my town so fine as we sipped red wine and dined on each other. A spent weekend with your lips totally blew my mind. And now I wish they were forever mine. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece.
Yeah, this was something serious. I like that line. Tasting secrets that were just for you. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed this piece. I read it earlier as well, and I was like, my goodness, my goodness. I'm so glad you pushed that table out the way. My
Thank you.
You know what? All I can say is you're gifted. You're definitely gifted. I love the way you write. I love your ink. And the way that you end your pieces, it makes, I don't know about anybody else, but it makes me feel a certain kind of way. It's such sincerity in your voice and your ending. It is throughout the piece, but the last line is the way you close. It's just something about the way you close your piece that just, it does it for me, and I'm a fan. I've always been a fan. So
thank you so much.
For real, you're welcome. For real.
Yeah, yes. You know, I love the little phrases that we use in our pieces. When she said tasting secrets, I always get shot off into some place. You know, imagining the worditry that's used, you know, and how it sends me tasting secrets, imagining what they would taste like, just, you know, closing my eyes and drifting off to that, you know, from hearing those words, tasting secrets. I just thought that little bit was dope right there. They took me on a whirlwind tour of you, letting me taste the wetness waiting in between their puckering passion. Your soft, suckable lips eager and awaiting the next time we would find ourselves alone together, gently sampling the flavor of one another. I spent the weekend with your lips, and they painted my town so fine as we sipped red wine and dined on each other. Come on now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you read that.
Right? It hit different when somebody else read it back.
I know, right? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I might have to deduct 10 points from you for cheating. I think you cheated and wrote that somehow.
Oh.
She was in my notebook.
Welcome to the club, Kelly. Welcome to the club.
All right.
if you're here long enough, Ms. Connors, you'll see that it's a compliment when I say somebody cheated and when they wrote a piece. It's a compliment. And that really, we use that those type of compliments during the writing, the creative writing portion of the show. But I had to throw that in there to let you know that I really dug this piece from the first time that I read it. I love the way it's laid down. I love the layers of it, how you gave us, you know, different layers upon layer, you know. And I'm still going back to tasting secrets. All these things led up to a weekend spent. And how you just envisioned that weekend spent, and then, you know, your heart was felt through that. I love that piece, and I love the way it was read.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Hey, anybody got anything else for this beautiful young lady?
Yeah, you know what?
Shouldn't be on air.
I mean, everyone except for Van.
Every word that you say, every time you say a word, you have a gentle pause in between that sounds like it's. I don't know if you smoke or if you ever smoked, but I used to smoke, and every drag was like satisfaction. That's how your words sound. Like you took a drag off of a cigarette, and it's like, satisfaction.
Well, that was nice. That was nice, Miss Curly.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all so much.
We appreciate you.
Hey, Miss Connors, and you better hold tight, girl. I want to see how good you do during the pick up your pen portion of the program.
All right. I'll stick around. All right.
All right. Much love, baby girl. Baby.
Much love.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yes. Man, I thought you was going to knock me over, bro, jumping across the table.
Hey,
like
bro,
that.
You got to get out of the way, man. She moved the table.
Yeah.
I had to jump. She moved it.
I don't weigh but so much, bro. We're going to go see you next, bro.
She moved the table and said we can use it later.
Oh. Okay. All right, we're going to keep this PG. We're going to go to the next caller.
Too late for that.
Hey, listen, the next caller goes by the name of area code 615. Welcome to
C
the
double
program. What a deal.
C-double, yeah.
Damn, y'all called me out already.
Damn straight.
What's going on? What is new, for real? I haven't talked to you in a minute.
Yeah, how you doing, my brother?
Good to hear you well. Good to hear you in La Perla Negra. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm better with you around.
Ooh, oh, my.
Lord. Okay.
Oh, sugar.
Well, I'm here. Yep. I'm here.
Jumping across the table.
We'll
explain that phrase one day in here, y'all, so you can understand what's going on. Hey, my brother, man, it's good to hear your voice, man. You brought that thing up in here, and you had there was a bullseye somewhere, and you targeted it, and bang, bang, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it like that. It's hard doing this show and keeping it PG. I'm not used to that. I might have to revert back to the old format. Hey, CW, man. Hey, it's good to hear you. Happy New Year's, because it has been a while. It has been a good while.
Yes, and I'm still looking at whose line is in anyway, but I'm still running away from the host of the show. And I'm eating my Raisin Bran because, you know, CW Postal. You know how I do. Got to have somebody.
Okay.
Hey, I can
hear you. Okay.
Raisin Bran and running away from a host is really, they go hand in hand, I would say.
Yeah.
It'll run
you. Know,
yeah, you already know.
Have a sat down. You're going to have a sat down. Hey, my brother, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I want to ask you a question. You're a very, you know, prolific writer. My question to you is, what moves you? Is it vibration? I shouldn't even have to ask you. I'm just asking you this for the sake of the audience, you know, because I do know what motivates you. But let me finish. What moves you? Is it visual, aid, or vibration?
I'm glad you asked a question like that, because if you would have just ended at what moved you, I have two words, flatulence and ejaculation. But you know. So I'm going to need those words again. What's the question again?
I don't know, bro. You got me. You turned to the hall. You threw the tape.
I got you twisted like Keith Sweat. I don't understand.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting the ejaculation thing because that doesn't move me. That stiffens me. I lock up. Anyway. The question was, are you a visual writer or are you moved by music?
I would say spiritual. So basically it contains all of that, the visual, the musical, the physical, the emotional, whatever comes. I just bring it and that's it.
Okay, spiritual.
all of the above, music, visual, energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, observation, the whole thing.
Observation, I'm thinking. Okay, okay. I'm going to leave it at that. I was going to push you. I was going to push you, try to guide you someplace, but I'm going to leave you right here where you are.
Got it.
All right, being the one known as CW Music, okay, I was talking about going in that direction, you know? But I can feel what you're saying because I like writing under the spirit, whereas then you don't have to find the words. The words come to you as you're writing.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't even have to pray about it. It just hits me. And then I wake up.
Right.
I exist as that.
You exist within the words, within lines, line by line. So I feel that. I concur on that. I like that. That was a dope answer. I wasn't expecting that from you, to be honest with you. I thought you was going to go straight music. But I'm good with your answer. Now, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did you bring a piece for us to sample up in this joint?
Well, yes, I have. And since I'm not going to be around for Pick Up Your Pen, I figured I'm going to cheat a little bit. So, yeah, I got something.
All right. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Maybe I Deserve. Maybe I deserve the way you love me. I've done all the right things. I made your heart sing. I held up my part of the deal. Never lied. Never stole from you. I never cheated. Never raised my hands to abuse or beat you, and I'm sure that's why I need you here. Maybe I deserve your time. Maybe I deserve your smile. Maybe I deserve your attention to detail for my life. I seek your wisdom. I'm pleased when you understand the struggles I'm going through. I'm thankful to be your man. I need to stop questioning. I need to get rid of my doubts and accept the fact you're here. God gave you as a blessing. There's an ascension within me for you. I'm grateful, and I'm saying this with my words. I'm so in love with you. You're the woman I deserve. I'll surf your turf if that's what you prefer. I'll regenerate your nerves because your company I plan to merge with. Let me be your student because it's your curriculum I want to learn from. One thing's for certain, as sure as my last name's Ferguson, which you'll wear for eternity, it goes to show maybe I deserve you. And that's urgent than a mother for you. I'm yearning in my discernment. This is the remix version, and me and you don't need to battle in a versus. If I have just one wish, in a moment in time, my art and noise would beatbox you with just one kiss. But I'm coming close to the edit in this pleasure as I treasure this journey together. Maybe I deserve. That's that piece.
Beautiful.
Wow. Sappiness up in the building. The return of the sap. Hey, poetic.
Hey, man. Maybe you do deserve, because this piece was all of that, man. Especially this urgent, like a mother. I hear you. I know. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this piece, man. And it started off, he was actually a little nasty. You wanted to be her student? Man, you're so nasty. What is she going to teach you, bro? What are you going to learn? What are you going to learn? I want to know. But hey, this is a dope piece.
He'll be like, don't stand so close to me. The simplest thing.
Don't stand. yeah, dope ink, brother. Dope ink. La Perla Negra.
It was the part where you said, I need your wisdom. That right there is dope. You know, there are certain words that a man can say to a woman that will just, like, brighten the rest of her life every time she hears it, every time she thinks about it. And that piece, that whole piece was beautiful. Oh, tugged at my heart.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks. GTD, dog. You GTD,
oh, God.
Dog.
Yo. For real.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I love the question involved in the matter. Because normally we say, or the phrase goes, I don't deserve you.
How many times do we use it in reverse? Maybe I do deserve your love. Maybe I deserve happiness. Maybe I do deserve being cared about. And there's no maybe in that. We need to accept the fact that we do. We do.
Absolutely.
Maybe I deserve your smile. Maybe I deserve your attention to detail from my life. I seek your wisdom. I'm pleased when you understand the struggles I'm going through as a man. I'm thankful to be your man. I need to stop questioning. I need to get rid of my doubts and accept that fact. And that's what I'm saying. That should be a call for men and women to accept the fact. There's no maybe in it. You deserve it. You deserve that. And our actions just speak of that. And this is 2020, and we'll accept no less than that because we are worthy. We are worthy. Of course, there's some that should be kicked in the ass. They ain't worth shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm. True.
But there's those that do put the work in. They work with their hearts. They have that love for that other person. They have that real dedication to that other person. And they are deserving of that. Most times, it's a one-sided thing. There's one giver. There's one receiver. I don't want to say taker. There's one receiver. You know what I'm saying? But I got a birthday, too. Okay? I threw that out there for a reason. But, bro, that was a very sentimental piece. I dug it. I love the way it went. I love the flow of it. And I love the way it made me feel hearing that. And I took that in and was like made it me in that piece, you know, questioning myself, saying those things in my own behalf. And I realized that I do deserve a lot of those things that you spoke about in that piece. And I do respect that lady for recognizing me as being that man. So I dig that, man. I love that. Much love.
Man, I wanted to finally bring to the Soul Cafe something a little sappy, which is not usually me. So I wanted to give that dedicated to you.
I appreciate the sap. I appreciate that, man. You caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for that sappiness, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't me, because, you know, I'd be on the whiny boys that be trying to sing and stuff, you know, give them a pacifier, give them some Nugenix so she'll love it too and all that stuff.
You know what? I believe that it exists in you, and I believe that you have other pieces written like that, but you just decided to add that to your repertoire and speak it and spit it. You know, which is okay. We need to come from outside of ourselves sometimes, man. That's where the growth begins within us, when we're unafraid to wear who we are on our skin, you know. And I thought it was beautiful, man.
Thank you. I loved it. Thank you.
Hey, anybody else got anything for this brother?
It was absolutely beautiful. I loved it.
Dynamite piece, brother. Dynamite.
Thank you very much. I'll post it.
All righty then. Hey, post that in the event page, my brother. Take your socks off, and baby, we're going to sit you back there on the Soul Cafe beanbag chair. Okay, we didn't name the chair tonight, y'all. Somebody's doing the job.
I'm not going to be able to move. I ain't going to be able to get up off of that beanbag chair. I'm going to stand up, shoot.
Chair of intention.
The chair of intention. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's intention
the chair
to sink me through the black hole and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, don't mention the chair of intention will do you in. Hey, bro. Hey, once again, man, much love to you, man. And even if you could just hang around to listen to the rest of the portion of the show, man, you ain't got to go, you know? But,
all right.
You know what I mean?
I'll hang around. All right. I'll listen. One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic. All righty then. That was dope, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one and only CW Music. I didn't mess up his name tonight. I'm going to mess it up next week. I don't want him to think that I don't have no love for him.
You did mess it up.
What did I say? I did?
CW Music.
Yeah, well, sure did.
Left out 34. 34 Music. You said CW
Music. I'm not saying all that. I'm old right now. I don't have a lifetime to say somebody's name. Okay.
Evasiveness. Escapism.
You know. If I don't mess your name up, I ain't got no love for you. I've been messing that man's name up since I met him.
Since you met him.
Sure. Ain't that
true? Devil 34.
Yeah. Clarence. I just call him Clarence Ferguson, personally.
Ooh, that is good.
All right, let's stop. Oh, we got to go to the next caller. You guys are pretty rude tonight. You know, I'm trying to get words in edgewise and things like that, and you keep interrupting. There's table jumping and broom swishing and stuff. Okay, let's see who we got next up on the mic here in the Soul Cafe. Area code 410. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys.
Miss Liz.
Hi. What's up, Diva? How
hey,
you
darling. I'm good. Ooh, I'm good. Listening at all the shenanigans going on.
Who is this, Lisa?
They can't help it.
This Miss Lips?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby.
Hey, love. It's good to hear your voice. You got one of those type of Virginian type voices, you know. You sound like a Virginian.
I think that's a good thing moving on from the little town I came from in Maryland, because there's all kinds of accents happening there.
Yeah, that's close enough. They close enough together that, you know, it'll work. So, Miss Lips. How you feeling so far? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. I've been writing the whole while y'all been cutting up. I didn't hear the prompts until you gave them out, so I wrote to them.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, I normally put them in the event page you know what I'm saying, so you can check them out, see if you want to be a part of that or whatnot. But I'm glad that I called them out. I meant to do it more often, just in case someone that was listening may want to partake in that.
Well, that's exactly what I did. I jumped to it as soon as you put them out there.
Okay, before you go into your piece, I want to ask you, what works for you? Is it visual aid or is it vibration, like music?
It depends on the subject matter. Sometimes it's music. I was a news producer for a long time, so current events sometimes cause me to write. It just depends on the mood. Listening to the prompts that you threw out made me want to find this piece of piano music, and I wrote with that piano music playing in the background. So that helped add to these prompts tonight.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what you have, you know, created. Now, my question is more geared towards a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is not having a prompt, not having a direction, or, you know, because sometimes we don't know how to start or where we want to start our piece at, how we want to
right.
go into a piece. I'm a music person. I'm a vibrational writer. I like
mm-hmm.
if the music that I'm listening to makes me feel a certain way, the words come to me through emotion. So my pieces are written through that. That leads me into, and the song doesn't have to have words in it. It's
mm-hmm.
that if it makes me feel a certain way, I'm going to go in that way. I'm not too much of a, I have, like David Mott, he's a visual writer.
Right.
I'm going to send him a picture, and he'll write a book on it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that was basically going. So, Miss Pearly, do you guys have a question for this young lady before she goes into her piece?
Yeah, I'm going to ask, do you hear how these gentlemen address you as Miss Lips?
Mm-hmm.
You hear how they emphasize on lips? Do you think
mm-hmm.
they just like saying lips?
No. Have you seen them
sometimes?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead and ask me.
Yes, can you get off the table for a second?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Please,
okay.
Diva.
Bring it down, Van.
Please
bring it down.
Continue. Yeah, jumping over the table.
My bad.
Please continue, Diva. I didn't get a chance to hear everything that you said when you were answering.
Yeah, Van so speedily jumped across the table that I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating that most of the men call me Miss Lips when most of the women call me Lisa Lips or LL.
Okay. I think it's
a male thing. I think because a lot of men call me Miss Lips or Lisa Lips. They like to say the lips part of it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, poetic.
What you got?
Yeah, have you seen those lips? I mean, I'm just saying. There's a reason why we say I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a visual thing right there. That's a visual thing right there.
Mm-hmm. And if
I can write to it,
you know.
I can write to it.
I mean, after all, she's got the stage name, Lisa Lips. So, affectionately, see those lips.
I'd love to hear what it would be that you come up with if you wrote to my lips.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Don't
get us all up in here.
Your lips. It's on and popping. Send me a picture with your lips. Woo, girl.
I shall do that shortly.
Watch out there now.
I shall do that shortly.
Yeah.
We're going to save that for the next show. We're going to write to Lisa's lips. Y'all.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
You.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Hey, somebody remind me, though.
And I'll give the freak.
Ms. Pearly, could you write that down?
I'll give the freak.
I'm documenting it as we speak.
Okay. But the next time, let me know that's what we're going to do. Don't just write it down. Okay?
I got you.
That's an inside joke, y'all. So, Ms. Lisa.
I got you.
Often I ask her to remind me things and she doesn't. Then her and Van, and we go on the show and they say, "You told us to do this and that." And I told her. Told you to write it down for a reason. So anyway, Miss Lips, the mic is yours.
Okay. I call this piece Never Ending Flame. If I had just one wish, it would be to spend a lifetime in your presence. Because the way you move me, it is as if God himself placed a little piece of heaven right here on earth with you inside it as my guardian angel. And if I could save a moment in time, I'd take a weekend spent with your lips and I'd relive it over and over like Groundhog's Day so that I could experience it every day until the end of time. Because when your lips meet my lips, moistness sparks fires, consuming us in ecstasy. So bring me your never-ending flame and let me live in it with you for all eternity as one. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Oh my. In peace. Yo. Yeah. Hey, poetic.
The music, along with the soft, subtle way that you read this piece, added definition to the words. And I loved it. I really did enjoy this. Very, very sensual, very romantic, elegant piece. But Pearl and Negra.
Elegant indeed. Goodness, you guys are showing up bringing. You know what? For real, these phrases that you gave us to write to is bringing out the sappiest pieces out there that I've heard by far. This was beautiful, Diva. I mean, spending an eternity and lifetimes. And, girl, you know, you've been in my notebook. That was beautiful. And yes, the music, it enhanced it. Every word that you spoke, this, like Poetic said, the softness of it, everything. It was just, that was really, it was a wonderful piece. Man, make you just sit back and go, he's a lucky guy.
Yeah, if only he were real.
Well, part of wishing, that's a part of a manifestation. You just got to be sure
right.
in your
intentions. Yeah, keep putting it out in the universe. I keep throwing it out there.
Well, it's on its way. Don't worry about it. He coming. I'm sure of it. For real.
Yes. There was a phrase that she used in there, a little snippet that caught my ear. When she said, moistness sparks fires. Again, like I spoke earlier in the program, I forget what that phrase was in somebody else's piece. But it's little things like that send me away. I love that, the metaphorical usage of her wordetry. I love that piece. The piece was read in such a somber way, along being accompanied by the music. It takes you someplace. I love the way it was read. If I had just one wish, it would be to spend a lifetime in your presence, because the way you move me, it is as if God himself placed a little piece of heaven right here on earth with you inside it as my guardian angel. And if I could save a moment in time, I'd take a weekend spent with your lips and I'd relive it over and over like Groundhog's Day, so that I could experience it every day until the end of time. Because when your lips meet my lips, moistness sparks fires, consuming us in ecstasy. So bring me you never-ending flame, your never-ending flame, and let me live in it with you for all eternity as one. That was beautiful. And I salute your pen for writing that while the program was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's creative, and that's a writer. That's movement. You were moved. And the question I asked you, do you write by music or by a visual aid? You wrote that while we were discussing and performing and shenanigans and all those things. So it was neither music or visual. Or maybe it was vibration, the vibration of us all talking. But you got the piece written
even though we were distractions. I need you to think about that and how strong you are as a writer to block out all that and create such a lovely piece. Well, let me digress. You did write that while listening to that piano accompaniment. So, I'm thinking, I just love
it. Yeah, but I had y'all up. I was listening at y'all too. I had it all going on at one time.
Okay, I'm just trying to dive in. I'm trying to pick your mind and who you are as a writer and a performer. And you did such a great job, and I'm just, you know, overwhelmed by what you did. I loved it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A good deal of the stuff that I write happens somewhere between 2 and 4 a.m. when it's quiet. That's my my real time. If I can get a nap in early and wake up around 2 a.m., I can write in the quiet for hours.
Mm. So let me say this. If you could write that piece while we were on here doing a show, and while the piano was playing, imagine what type of piece you would have written in that quiet time when you had time. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Hey, Lisa,
it was the third prompt that really sparked me. It was the third prompt. The prompt. Yeah, the one about spending the weekend with your lips. That was the one that really moved me the most. I had to figure out what I was going to do the rest of them, but I knew that that was the meat of what I wanted to do.
A weekend spent with your lips. Mm-hmm. All right, I got you. I didn't start my piece off with the first prompt either. I started down there and said, oh, I'll get back to it, because a part had came to me, and I didn't want to lose it, but I was going to get back to it, but I wound up sticking with how I wrote it. And it just flowed. Once your pen started moving, that's it. It starts moving. So listen, I want you to stick around for the pick up your pen portion, all right? Because I got some stuff for you.
I was going to try to, but I got work to do. Van is putting me to work. I got a project I'm working on.
I sure have.
Hey, well, that's beautiful. So, you do that. But like I told C-54, stick around. If you still can listen to us, you know what I'm saying? If not,
okay. We
love you when we love your lips. Baby.
Baby.
All right, Lisa, we're going to sit you back there on the beanbag of eternity or whatever Miss Pearly named it.
Intentions. The chair of intentions.
Oh, the beanbag of intentions.
Okay.
And you have a wonderful night, love.
All right, darling.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Hey. I'm sorry, y'all. My alarm clock was going on. Going to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. This next caller is a phenomenal writer and spoken word artist. Simply goes by the name of Jess J. What it do?
Oh, man.
What it do?
I had walked away from the mic when you had gave all those accolades. I'm like, shoot, man, I got to wait for the next person.
Yeah.
Like, damn. When they going to get around to me?
Yeah. What it do, little brother?
How y'all doing tonight?
What it do, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing awesome. I am floating, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful feeling to have.
It is.
Yeah,
euphoric,
man.
Even.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like. You know, I've been work all day, and I just got off. Man, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm at the house. But that's the main job. Whenever I leave the house, get back to it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So you're having a good night, man. You home. You're in that place of peace, man. You got that fish tank up in there. And
I just put water in it, bro.
Water change. He did a water change, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the brother over here just introduced me to, what do you call it again, my bro?
Oh, Clubhouse.
To Clubhouse. That was my first experience with the Clubhouse. And he's doing great things over there in his house, in Clubhouse. I had a good time chilling with him a couple of days ago. And I felt good, man. So thanks a lot for that.
Man, you came over there and brought the show to a screeching halt. I'm glad the show was almost over with by the time you went ahead and spit, man. You know, and that was mild, too, for you. And you know what? They were like, wow. I said, yeah, he was really reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you knocked everybody's socks off, man. Wasn't nobody expecting that. I already knew that nothing like that has been over there. So I already know that you know you're gonna be stalking the streets like a American Werewolf in London.
That's a good one. Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was different for me. It was a great experience. Great group of people that you swing with over there. I enjoyed my time there, man. I thought it was really cool. And they do a lot of critiquing. Like he says, he always speaks about critiquing. And I see what he meant. They go really deep in. They go really deep in on different mm-hmm. subjects of writing, of poetry. I mean, they go in. They go fur in. And it's appreciated. Everybody appreciates hearing what someone else has to say about their pieces or what they think about the pieces that were shared. And it was a good time, you know, no attitudes, no hurt feelings and things of that nature, because it doesn't even go to that level. You know, the people that
come there. Yeah, we get pretty harsh critiques, too.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, it helps you grow.
Yes, sir.
It helps you
grow. And they realize that. They know that we got love for them. As far as the mods go, we make sure that the mods don't we make sure that the poets don't prey on the poets. We even have to make sure that we don't end up catching attitude with the poets and preying on the poets too. And they definitely not about to come up there messing with the mobs because the squad is tight. We actually really do love each other, man. I'm talking about like we tell each other that when we have a mod meeting, we all tell each other we love each other.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I experienced that. It's felt. So, man, once again, man, thank you for introducing me to Clubhouse. That was a beautiful thing. So, listen, my bro, I know you've been listening in, hearing the shenanigans between the two people that work here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Being very serious tonight. You know, I'm trying to, you know, there have been some table jumping,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I think they should add table jumping
things of that
as a sport. They should add it as a sport in the Olympics. You know, and I think my brother
already
had a gold medal. Yeah, because Poetic has received his gold medal a couple of shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
He got a bronze.
He's definitely a broad jumper.
I like the way you said broad jumper.
Yeah.
The only problem with my brother is that very seldom does he jump across the table and his zipper is up. Okay.
All right.
PG, remember? Remember? PG, remember? We're doing PG.
Zipper is a PG word.
Get the zipper, man. I ain't got nothing on when I come across your table.
Oh,
I could have said my
God.
And thus she says nothing to Van.
Oh,
okay, what he said.
I'll say what I used to say next week, for real. I'm tired of being PG up in here. Can I put a beep in there? Can I say it with a beep in there? Beep. Jumping across the table with his beep in his hand. That's what I mean. So
there you go.
There you go.
You can't say beep, man.
I can't say beep. Yo, that's funny right there. You know what? We're going to go into your poetry and see what you're about to do, man. But you just reminded me of something when you said you can't say beep. You don't even know what you've done right now. You just reawakened something in me. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You just helped me out, and you don't even know it. Hey, man, what you got for us, bro?
You know, I didn't get a chance to write to the prompt for real. I mean, I literally just made it in the house about 30 minutes, jumped out the shower, put some water in the tank, and then y'all was calling for me.
It's okay. It's okay, man. Any piece of do, any piece of do.
All right. Todd, do I have a mic?
Yes, the mic is yours.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Much love to all of y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing every weekend tonight. All right. As I inhale to exhale, the formless wind gale, there will be no Exxon or Shell. This poem will be gas-free. As it would tell a tale about me telling Soupy Sales he can no longer sell seashells down by the seashore that I know for sure he didn't get from the seafloor, but out of some lady's dresser drawer. Because we know he was piss poor like a dirt floor and always wanted more, fed up with life deficiencies, so his heart sought war. You see, his heart was forged from a chunk of iron ore, and that's why the condom tore. Before being a bad seed, he started out as one half of a bad boy, and that was before he told the store faces to the floor. Not seeing the plainclothes bad cop waiting for his op to get the drop, skid about, thinking it out. This is the moment this cop has always dreamed about. As the curtain rages and raises, the stage is set. One heart pumping jacket and the other crown. So we wonder who will pop. And life points drop like Dow Jones stocks, boomsticks, and pop rocks don't play a lot. Why does the goose chase the fox in this child's paradox? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seconds from a shootout, crowded in a tight spot. Boom.
Yo, Miss Pearly.
That was really nice. It was a little twisted, but that was nice. I always hear a lot of passion in your pieces for whomever you're writing about, and this is no different. This was really nice. And the way you ended, it's punctuated with love as well. So this is pretty
decent.
Thanks,
man.
I like that.
Man, I appreciate you. I really do, Danielle.
Okay. Appreciate you, too. Poetic.
Hey, bro. I really enjoyed
your
piece. That line about chasing a fox, that was pretty dope. Because it took me someplace, a place of protection. Because you would never think a fox would be in a protection mode, but when you spit this piece and then you bring that line out, it makes me look at it differently. And then your wordplay throughout this piece, true Jess J form, man. And I dig this piece, man. This is a dope piece, bro.
I gotta keep up with you, fam. I see you running out there.
Hey, man. You know, at least I got my trousers on this time. But if you came here earlier. Yeah. For real, poet.
Yeah. Like, again, I don't know. I've never wrote a piece quite like that. I never really heard a piece quite like that. I love the rhythm of it. I love the stoppage of it. It's like the rhyming skill within it. The rhythm of the whole thing. It's a beautiful sound. You know, he said that this poem will be guest-free, as it would tell a tale about telling supercells he can no longer sell these shells down by the seashore that I know for sure he didn't get from a seafloor, but out of some lady's dress. Did he say his dresser drawer? Because we know he was piss poor, like a dirt floor, and always wanted more. Fed up a nice deficiency, so his heart, so ooh, it was just so dope. I love all that pop pop. It's like you pop locking whenever you know you going in and you pop locking. We wonder who will pop, and life points drop like Dow Jones stocks, boomsticks, and pop rocks don't play a lot. part of the goose cheek, the fox in the job, there's an actor, some gentleman we are sentenced from. It's crazy. I like that, man. I love that. Your style, your flow. It just, man, it's just, I love it. I just love it. I love it, and that's different for me to hear. It's not your average, like, piece, you know? And I just like
more like a limerick or something.
Yeah. I just like that. Like I said, the pop rocks and da pop, ba pop, pop. You know, I like it coming like that. You know?
Yeah, man. You know, I had to back to my hip-hop beginnings with this one, even though that was way past it. I had to look back to it and see if I could just do something that rhymed and popped.
And that was cool, man. I love the flow. Like I said, I love that flow, man. And you always, and the thing is, it still makes sense if you listen to the words. You can get locked into the flow. You can get locked into the flow and ride that out. Just like most music we hear, sometimes we don't know the words. We like the beat and we rock to it. We learn the words later on. You ever heard had a song in your mind like that? Later on,
yes,
the words come to you, and then you're captivated by the words. But the words have meaning within that piece. You're saying something. You're not just rhyming to rhyme. You're rhyming to rhyme, but it also has a message within it.
Yes, sir.
So it's worth listening to it. So it's worth listening to, man. I dig that, man. I dug it, bro. What else can I say? You just Jay, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. You know, I'm going to tell you this, man, about yesterday, a couple of days ago, whenever that was. When I heard you spitting, man, it was almost like I heard you spitting for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes I will listen through other people's ears, and I'm like, I know what this sound like, but I wonder what it sound like to them, and I would actually listen with their ears, and it was almost like it was the first time I was ever hearing you.
Really? Mm. Wow. I like the way that sounds, because I feel what you're saying. To listen
mm-hmm.
to somebody else's, yeah, because we were in a different place. We weren't in our normal comfort zone, the air that we normally share, like here at Blog Talk. We were someplace else, and that was your people. I'm your boy. You brought me over there, and that was your people. So I can feel.
Are they
gonna
look
mean.
Out for you for real? We had a meeting today. They gonna look out for you.
Okay, now that's beautiful, man. You know, I really wanted to come in there just being a you know a regular Joe. You know, with no pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Are
so,
you drive on pressure, man? Quit playing.
Man, come on, bro. I was shaking. I was a little nervous.
That's good.
But nervous energy. But nervous energy always moved me. I stood before people in very large crowds and performed under nervous energy, and just let it go. I've learned to let it go. But it's motivating just as much as anything else is. That
right.
nervous energy. I see my boy Van performing, videos of Van performing, spitting his life out, man. And I can
yeah.
see it in him. Van.
Yes, sir.
How are you operating under nervous energy? Like I said, I've seen many videos of you doing your thing, man, and after a while, you just go rip. You just rip.
Yeah, in the beginning, man, most of the time, if you really watch me spit live, you can see the mic shaking in my hand throughout the whole performance. Most people don't realize it or not watching that close, but I just have this nervous energy about spitting live, but I still, you know, I still give it my all, no matter how nervous I am, because whoever you're delivering your piece to deserves the best you when you're delivering the piece, no matter how nervous you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, nervous energy helps me. I got a chance to watch my sister and my brother, Miss Pearly and Paul, perform live, man.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, Miss Pearly, for the first time, my first performance, I got to see her live, as well as Paul. See, Paul is a bunny rabbit, man. He Paul just goes in. Paul just,
mm-hmm.
Paul, you know. And when you come from the church with this, it's like a built-in just way that you go about sharing on the mic. You know, Miss Curly did very well. She might not think so herself, I don't know, but, you know, like I say, after a while, the nervousness goes away and you become part of your piece.
Absolutely.
What was your thoughts on, what was your thoughts about that, Miss Burley, on nervous energy and how you felt before?
I asked several poets, do they still get nervous? And they told me, yeah, they all pretty much gave the same answer. You know, and they said when the nervousness stops, that's when you got a problem. That's pretty much when it's over. So I don't feel, and thank you for saying I did well, because I know y'all could feel the stage shaking when I got up there because I was trembling so hard. I thought I was going to fall apart. But I work with nervous energy. I work with nervous energy every time I get ready to read a piece on here. I'm always a little bit not apprehensive, but yeah, I can say nervous because it's always something new. Especially this past year, I have really learned how to write more and different. So I it pushes me. The nervous energy pushes me. I like it. I like it a lot.
Cool. So yeah, just sharing in that. So yeah, I felt that energy when I was over there at Clubhouse. But I know myself. I've learned to know myself, and push that aside. Not so much as push it aside, but to know that then things will be okay as soon as you just get into your flow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I enjoy being in a different audience. And just listening to how they go about things over there, and it was very, very well done, professionally done, and everybody was cool. I love the energy that I felt. So once again, thank you for introducing me to that, my brother, because I had never been there before.
Oh man, it was my honor, man. The minute I opened my house up, you're the first person I thought about. I said, for real, I just want him to just see this. And to see how the whole engine works. And, you know, the mods that I picked, I didn't pick the popular people. I picked people that were quiet, reserved, just got the Clubhouse, or people who didn't really vibe with nobody around there. And man, they were the perfect souls, man. They really care about the poets that are coming in there, and the poets feel it, man. We had one young lady that came in there, and she spit a gut-wrenching piece about how, you know, she was gay, and her mother was getting on her case. So she said, so, you know, I slept with that man, and I felt disgusting. And, you know, it was just, you know, she was shaking like a leaf. You know, she said it was like her signature piece. She shook and cried all the way through that piece because of the energy of support that was there. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Wow. Wow. Mm. It's definitely a difference. It is something different about it. I haven't put my finger to it yet, but it's a difference, and it has very much similarities to it as well. But it's just a great experience, man. Poetry has been the medicinal healing fluid for so many. You know, being able to voice, you know, what's within you. You know, because silence is a killer. But being able to vocalize and voice your illness, whatever it is, your hurt, your pain, your sorrow, and even your happiness, is a beautiful thing. And poetry provides a platform for that. Yo. So, man, shout out for what you're doing over there, man. And hey, keep on doing what you do over here as well. Don't forget us.
Thank
little
you,
people.
Bro. Oh, no. I learned everything I know about poetry over here. I cut my teeth over here with Van, and everybody picked up and started helping, man, and then you started taking me down to the technicals, man. This is home.
One love, man. So listen, I need you to hold tight because you know what we do. We got another poet that's going to come up in here, and then we're going to go straight into some silliness, baby, baby.
Yes,
so I'm going to put you back into the beanbag or whatever they call it, the beanbag of enchantment or something.
Intention.
He wasn't even in the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, same thing. Similar thing.
Shangri-La. What?
Yeah. Shangri-La. That was an old one. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
Y'all be easy.
Well,
all right.
Yo, remember that? How he remembered the chair of Shangri-La must have touched his spirit. So, you know what, Miss Pearly, I love messing up the names of your chairs because your attitude is just so strong. Man, did you feel it?
I felt it, bro. I felt it. Yeah. The way she emphasized. Mm-hmm.
She damn near threw the table. She threw the food that was on top of the table.
Sure did.
And you know she never throws food. Only place she normally throws food is in her mouth. Hey, so we're going to keep going. I'm going to get back to my radio voice. Baby, baby, it's a baby radio. All righty then. So we're going to open up the mic to the next caller who happens to be the host of the Inspiration Factory. He goes by the name of Divine Inspiration. We know him as Uncle Paul. What's going on, Paul? Put your teeth in.
What's up, Paul?
Well, there ain't a whole lot going on, damn it. I just got to go ahead and do what I got to do. You unmuted the wrong microphone, apparently.
Oh, damn. Bang, bang, bang. That was for radio amusement. Paul, what it do, Paul?
What's going on?
Hey, Paul. We got a Paul impersonator over here.
I'm Pearl, I need. How y'all doing?
Pastor Paul.
What's going on, Pastor Paul?
Much better than I was Sunday night. Sheesh.
I'm glad. Yeah. You gotta take it easy, man. Take it easy.
I was really super strong. A half hour after I had my little situation, I get word that an acquaintance from school had a heart attack and died shoveling snow.
Oh, Lord.
And he's like 4 years younger than I am, so that really shook
goodness.
Me up a little bit. But that was a wake up.
Sorry.
It's time to slow it down just a touch.
Yeah, take that cape off. You're going to be all right.
I definitely intend to put that at the top of my to-do list.
Well, I'll tell you, Paul, you know, shoveling snow isn't as easy, you know, as it used to be. It's
you
a real thing.
Right.
When you get up in age, you realize that you have grown older, you know. Because I did the same thing. I made it okay, but I had to take pauses, and it wasn't just ripped through. You know, like I used to be. And I really wanted to see for myself, because I got grown men up in here. I got my sons, and I could have asked one of my sons to go out there and shovel the snow, but I wanted to do that. I wanted to see where I was at in life. And shoveling snow will let you know. Shoveling snow will let you know.
It certainly will. It certainly will. So I learned that lesson, and I'm taking heed to the lesson I was taught.
Okay, yeah, you got to learn what's that song by, what's his name? You got to know when to hold them. Know
hold
when
up.
To
hey,
hold
the gambler.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run. Know when
absolutely.
To run. Count your money. That's my song.
Hey, that song has so many meanings to it. It's real. It's
it definitely
truth.
Yeah, it's truth, though. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Paulie, Mr. Paulie.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Paulie, it's been a while since you've been to the Soul Cafe, man. I hope that you can stick around for the creative writing part because I have some prompts with curse words in them. I'd like to hear you say them. Speak them properly.
Oh, but you're cooking now. Well, I intend to stick around.
with full intention.
Okay.
We'll see what says the Lord with this pick up the 10 portion. But I'll be here.
You let us. Okay, because if you have a problem with any of the phrases or anything like that, or you feel some tension, we have Ms. Bubbles up in here to soothe your persuasion.
I got you.
Okay.
Whatever you consider your blank persuasion. As long as you keep your zipper up, bro. This is PG tonight.
I think we're past that point.
Okay, I've never seen a pastor jump the table.
They jump too, honey. They jump too.
I know they do. I know they do. But, So, Pastor Pauly, what piece do you have for us that you would love for us to listen to?
I had to come in theme, so I just put something together this evening while I was listening to the show, and it's called If I Had.
All righty then, Mr. Paul. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. There are so many things that I desire and can't seem to attain thus far. If I had one wish, I imagine it would possibly be one of these. A better relationship with God, longevity, good health, more money, or perchance, a brand new paid-off car. Desires or wishes, yet nothing that can hinder me or hold me back, because in reality, these things are just going to be mine for a fleeting moment in time. None of my material and earthly desires can follow me when I am called home. None of them have the ability to elevate me to heavenly streets of gold to roam. If I had all the desires of my heart, I would still come to realize nothing I could wish for, nothing experienced in any moment of time to compare with what is coming to me as long as I get back up, ask for forgiveness each and every time I slip. What is in store for me in doing so, even tops a spent weekend with your lips. Better than the sensual movements of your beloved's hips. No wish God has in store for me when my moment in time is over and I transcend to my heavenly bliss. And that's up to you.
Yo. Hold up. Yeah, I'm going to have to deduct a couple of points from you, Paul. I think you cheated, bro.
Talk about intentions, man.
When I heard that, he definitely came with through a different passage. He came a different way at this piece. I loved it. I'm ready to get my dissertation, but I know y'all hate me going first. So we're going to go with you, this girl.
You know what? I love that, you know, I am with, I don't write a whole lot of pieces about spirit, but I do love when I hear them. And you always put so much meaning and passion behind your words when you are reading them. And this one is, oh, man, this is a lot of it. You know, talk about intention. Man, you meant that. I really, really like that. So thank you for bringing it, Poetic.
Thank you all for the challenge. Yeah.
My brother, my
brother.
I need to stretch my brother.
Pen a little bit. Yes, sir.
It's not that we don't enjoy you going first, for real. You just leave us nothing to add to the commentary when you go first.
Thank you.
But, Paul, this piece right here is, you know, when you spit these kind of pieces – outside of the inspiration factor, what I hear is your heart desires, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you emphasize certain things when you spit. And even though Ferrer has given you the phrases, you took the phrases and you turned them into your heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
And I sincerely pray that God does honor your request and give you your heart's desire, because you truly deserve it, bro. Dynamic Inc. For real.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, Paul wished for a whole lot up in this piece. You know, he said if I had just one wish, he wanted a Cadillac, he wanted money, he wanted a new job, he wanted everything up in that one wish. You know what I'm saying? Hey. But I can dig it. If there's a way I can make one wish and include multiple things, I would. And I think most of us would. Thank you for so many things that I deserve, he said.
He tells
I can't
you, we have not because we ask not.
And there you have it. But in this piece, you said that you desired, you spoke about some things that you desired, and you said, I can't seem to attain them things. If I had one wish, I imagine it would possibly be one of these, a better relationship with God, longevity, good health, more money, or perchance a brand new paid off car. Dire the witnesses, yeah. Reality, these things are just going to be mine for a fleeting moment in time. I thought you, and then the way you ended it, you spoke about heavenly streets of gold. Real life is nothing. I could wish for nothing, experience in anything moment in time, you know. And that's what I realized. This man was listening, and he used the phrases within this piece. When you said, how did you say that? What's in store for me? And doing so even that weekend with your lips, facial movements of your beloved, no rush, credit to ever best God has in store for me. You know, you did that, man. That was good, Paul. And for writing that right here and right now, that was dope, man. And that strength, that shows the strength in who you are as a writer. Listening to all this buffoonery from your brothers and sisters up in here, and being able to write such a piece, man, and sticking to your guns and who you are as a writer and your style of writing. And that was dope. I like that, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's still one of Van's lines, to God be the glory, because he makes me write some things that just have me scratching my head sometimes, you know. But I just make myself available, and I appreciate him for using me. And I appreciate the platforms that you guys come up with. That's why I'm trying to get out more often, because it's helping me to grow a little bit, to stretch my pen, to challenge my pen.
Amen, brother.
Okay. And that's what we do here, you know, try to do something a little different. We have shows 7 days a week, and, you know, and they're different shows. Each show is as is different. And so this show here is geared more towards sharing of each other's creativity as writers, as performers, not just writers, but as performers as well. You know, so I love doing that. So guess what? It's that time, y'all. You know what time it is?
What time is it, bro?
Pick up your pen.
Yeah, time for us to pick up our pens. Ain't Danielle supposed to sing the theme song?
Oh, pick up your pen. Pick up your pen.
Wow.
I don't know, Miss Shirley.
You gave it to me.
Well, you did a better job than somebody else.
I'm deducting.
Name calling.
I'm deducting 10 points for that extra that wasn't necessary. 10-point deduction.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to give everybody a chance to gather themselves, y'all. I wanted to do something here. Okay. That was my musical interlude. We're going to pick up our pens right after that. So stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Chuck. Charles. Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flicking my fingers and shit, just not doing nothing, not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all, man. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut the fuck, shut shit, Chuck Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great, great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck Charlie Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Epiphany Radio, the For Real fucking entertainment network and shit.
To see if you want to be a part of this picking up your pin portion.
Miss Pearlie, are you okay?
I'm here. I'm good.
Van, you still at the table?
I'm still at the table, bro.
All righty then. Maybe you make sure you're at you're fully clothed, bro. All righty. Mr. Joel. You know what, Van? You know. Pastor Paul's in the building, Van. Put some clothes on.
Okay. That's all right. Close his eyes. Close his eyes. Pray for him, brother. Just pray for me.
Pray for healing. Joel, are you with us, brother?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm here.
All right. Are you going to participate, or are you going to attempt to participate and pick up your pen?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All righty then. We got Poetic. We got Just Jay, who I know he's going to partake.
Yes, sir.
Just Jay, you up in here? Okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
We got Paul. And we lost a couple calls got dropped. Okay, well, we got enough people up in here. All righty then. Well, this is what we're going to do. Let me get my phrases out. These phrases only need to be used once within your piece. But you're going to keep the order of the phrases. For instance, what I mean by that is, you use the first phrase first, anywhere in your piece where you want to use it. The second phrase, you use that after you have used the first phrase, and so forth. Okay? Are you guys ready for the phrases?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to need, I'm going to leave you guys. Mic's open, but you close them on your own. We got some background noise from somewhere. Is that Paul breaking into cars?
No, Paul's driving.
That's a stolen car.
That's a stolen car. Okay. All right, here we go, y'all. You'll mute yourselves and unmute yourselves when you're available. The first phrase is, peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. Ooh, you know what? I'm so sorry. Before we do the pick up your pen, y'all, I got to hear from my people. I forgot that they had pieces that they had wrote for the program. So if we can do that first, I'm so sorry about that. I know it was something. Miss Pearlie, you're supposed to remind me of these things.
I did. Back channel.
Oh, I'm not on the back channel. Let me go to the back channel just to see anyway.
You might not want to do that, bro.
Oh, sorry. More sadness in there. People sick. Their back hurting. They back all the time. Damn, that's a whole lot of stuff. Oh. Oh, okay. I see what y'all saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see what you said, Paul. Okay. I'll read the rest later because I'm sure you said something sly and wicked in there. All right, so let me let y'all do y'all pieces because y'all getting on my nerves. All right, we're going to start. All right, which one of y'all going to start first?
Poetic, you can take the floor.
All right. This piece is titled Unleashed, the Soul of a Kiss.
Mic is yours.
If I had one wish, it would be simply this:
to never allow you to make me look like a fool again. Because a moment in time afforded me an opportunity to see your true colors when all I ever wanted was us. Not for my trust to be destroyed, leaving me disturbed and annoyed, searching for a light, maybe a spotlight, so I can be the one and only man to ever taste you for my first time down to our last time. Because caressing you with my fingertips for a spent weekend with your lips, I hope would turn into our forever, not a broken promise of never, never again with you. My unmanaged emotions run amok, it's true. I put all my eggs in one basket, and they crack and broke all over my prepared casket. My soul is caged like a beast, waiting for a dove to come and release me so my love can feast on a welcoming kindred spirit who will not fear it. In peace.
Okay, dog.
Oh, no, no.
Nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Very nice.
Let's ask Jess Jay what you thought of that.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Van, man, I've been really just enjoying your whole body of work, man. The expectation is for you to be knocking it out of the park every time. There is no other expectation, bro. And you've been doing it consistently, man. You didn't pop up on my radar as one of the most consistent poets on Epiphany and farther out, man. I'm talking about around the world, dude. And when I say that, I mean that literally. I was just in Johannesburg Sunday morning spitting on the video conference just because I met somebody. And the atmosphere was totally different. You can hear chickens in the background. You can hear doors swinging, screen doors swinging and slamming, kids playing. And you're spitting poetry in this type of environment. Van, you took me away like that.
Wow.
This was a nice piece, bro.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. I'm humbled.
Yes, yes, yes. I thought that was dope, man. It was dark in areas. It was but it was some heartfelt heartache up in there as well. When you put them all together, it makes for a great recipe for a great piece. What right in here where you said something about my first to be destroyed, leaving me disturbed and annoyed, searching for a light, maybe a spotlight, so I can be the one and the only man to ever taste you from my first time down to our last time. Because caressing you with my fingertips for a spent weekend with your lips, hope returned into our forever, not a broken promise or never, never. Hey, that was dope, man. And I love that. I love that because it was heartfelt. It was
Thank
from
you,
the
man.
Heart, man. It was delivered from a place of from pain, but also encouragement and hope. I like that, bro. That was dope.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Appreciate that piece. Miss Pearly, time for you to do your thing.
Okay. All right. This is called Wish List. If I had just one wish, I'd wish for patience for that one just as passionate, as sexual, as loving, as open, empathetic, generous, caring, and willing to stay in the fight, in the thick of it, as I am. So I don't have to peel pieces of my heart while I'm trying to piece it back together. I'd wish for the one who knows that these two eyes are for no other, and that he can make love to my soul. I'd wish for the one who knows this is a divine partnership. So he not only prays for me, but with me. The one whose kisses taste like honesty, and who will bathe in all the kisses I spill on him like a fountain. Not to have just a day or a spent weekend with your lips, but a lifetime. Because they'd understand enough in this thing to know they deserve all of this love and all of which I have to give. The one who knows that I can show him and treat him how I want to be treated and give him what I want to be given, but have an understanding that I know none of that matters if I don't give him what he needs. So he'll be open to me and tell me what he requires, allowing me to understand him so there's no mistakes and nothing missed. One who knows that when we're apart, I'll rush to him just so he can steal me for a moment in time, as we steal time away from the world, anytime. The one who understands having children gave me loose skin and stretch marks, and that my cries and smiles left me with wrinkles and creases. So he won't want me to edit what I deem every flaw, because he knows they're a part of my history. No emotional roller coaster, no switching lanes because it gets uncomfortable. This isn't a losing game. He knows he's on a winning team. If I had just one wish, I wish for him to stay. That's that piece.
Oh. Oh, my. Poetic.
Man, this was very romantic. Again, you know, we talked about these pieces being heartfelt, and I felt this one deep. And the close, your one wish would be for him to stay. Man, La Perla Negra, I love this. This piece was amazing. Beautiful, right?
Thank you.
Beautiful, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
For real?
All right, I'm going to ask King Atterbury what he thought.
That piece was real, man. I mean, that just saw everything that she put into it. I mean, I was feeling.
All right. Paul Sampson. Divine Inspiration. Is Paul still in the building?
Yes, I'm still here.
What did you think of that piece by Miss Pearly?
Miss Pearly, that was one of her better pieces, I think. I think she was drawing from some experiences and past experiences, things that she's lived through in that piece. But I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, it was very sentimental, very touching.
Yeah.
She went in a different place than everybody else as well. She took her own path, and it was the way you read that was very soothing. But it was like
Thank
it
you.
Was a lot of heartbreak in there, and it was dope. And you used every phrase, and I liked it.
Thank you. Oh,
go ahead, Miss Pearly.
Thank you.
Go ahead with yourself.
Oh.
Okay, I'll do mine. I only got like 3 sentences, y'all. So don't get all, you know.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Oh, how many times have I pondered this one wish? If I had just one wish, I'd wish that the world could be ours. For hours I've questioned this, soaking in champagne baths and showers, giving you your flowers, rose petals leaving trails that lead us both to pleasure's tower, unclothed us both, heated and hot on the inside, our souls spend eternity being devoured by tsunamis, waves of passions washing over ours, permeating steam while we were recreating this world that's ours, pausing to enjoy the sensation of each and every volcanic eruption erupting, hot lava cascading, brown skin heaving, cause this shit is sensual, soothing. Meet the meat we meet for hours. You give me superpowers. What's yours is mine for a moment in time. The hands of time rewind. We make love for hours. We jetty to distant planets. We've ridden the Milky Way, sunbathed on Venus, parlayed on the shade of Uranus, dipping in and out of the multiverse. We've body surfed the universe, entangled completely and utterly mangled, limbs physically intertwined, cosmically altered vines. We ripen time orgasmically for a moment in time. For a moment in time, recreating a world that is ours. Love is the plateau we seek. And as we reach its peak, we holding each other tenderly, worn out from these love moments, these love-making moments, we spend the rest of eternity locked in kissing in a world where if I had just one wish, I'd rub that genie's magic lamp. My wish would be a kiss. A kiss and a spent weekend with those lips. A weekend spent with those lips. If I had just one wish, for real.
Okay, that's a few lines.
A few lines, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he threw for real all on there. I mean, just, man, you always, I don't even have a word for it, but it makes me just lean over on my hand, and rest my elbow down and just be like, yeah. It's like, just Jay was saying earlier about poetic pieces and what you do come to expect nothing but the best, because that's what you give all the time. You two have set the bar so high for yourselves. We anticipate everything that you bring, and y'all never disappoint. Never disappoint. I love that piece. Poetic.
Thank you.
Likewise, bro. I knew we was in for something spectacular when you said you only had a few lines. You tried to set us up there. And I'm going to say the few lines within the few lines were phenomenal. So you did that. And absolutely, we you have made us come to expect a Pharrell the Poet piece. And I love the way, like I said, I love the way you end your pieces, because you end as a beginning. And only you have that uncanny ability to do that. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink.
Hey, well, thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. And now we can get back to the writing prompts. As I said, the first phrase was, "Pete doesn't answer my calls anymore." Peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Is Jess J still in the building?
Yes, sir.
Did you have
I want to get in off. Yeah, man. He's about to do me bad. Bro, this piece right here, this is a classic for real right here. You talked about recreating worlds with this woman. That right there is symbolism of all this foolishness that's going on around here, all these things that make things go that way or this way. I'm going to take you away from that. And you put "we" in there. That had to be very intentional. that had to be very intentional. You're including her in the building of this world. And then you just talking about being locked in this world as well. That's a promise. You didn't make this woman a promise right here. That it's always going to be like this. And in real actual factuals, you know, it just be us where we at and a new person that came into our life. It basically just summed it up. When one of the verses that said something to the point of, you know, you just wanted her. You just wanted her.
Yeah. All right. That was dope. That was dope. Hey, thank you for that, man.
And yes, sir. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, bro, for that. Thank you. The second phrase, y'all, is simply ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
For real?
The third phrase is somewhere near heaven.
I'm gonna need that first one again too, bro.
The first phrase is peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. Second phrase is ring, ring, ring. Third phrase is somewhere near heaven. And y'all can pick up y'all pens.
you're muted, sir. Unmute your mic. Unmute your mic.
Leave Maloney on fire.
Thank you. Thank you, my
brother. You know he was talking.
No, he was
talking.
I
would have let him go.
I was wondering why nobody was laughing, because I said some funny stuff. Hey, put your pins down. Put your pins brown. Put your pins brown. I was seeing somebody cheating. I can still hear you. I can hear you. Where's Joe Atterbury at?
Right here, yo.
You ain't cheating on you, Joe.
Raise his head up.
Somebody was writing. Paul.
Paul's
writing. You were cheating, Paul.
No, I'm not writing. I'm driving, so I have to freestyle my way to this. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord mercy. This guy can't sit down for 1 minute. All right.
So you at least you know I'm not.
All right, as long as you think. Okay, Paul, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm gonna let you go first, Paul, so you don't crash the car.
Oh, geez, I really don't appreciate you now. Okay. And it's definitely untitled because I have no idea what I'm about to say. There's been such an influx of death in my life behind this pandemic these days that peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. There's been some other situations that have drawn my attention from joy to, oh boy, because peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. But I know this is just something temporary because I know my God is going to bring me through. So I just have to do what I do. So when I hear that ring, ring, ring of that devil trying to steal my joy, I have to ignore him and focus my eyes on the cross, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, somewhere near heaven is where I'm going to go. I might end up on the front row, but they're going to let me in. Because my God, Jesus the Christ, has paid for my sins. So, for me, peace not answering my calls anymore, don't bother me, because it's all win-win. That's that peace.
Okay, Paul. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, Just Jay, what do you think of that?
I thought that was good. Oh, shoot, can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? All right. Well, I've been having some technical issues. Man, I like that, Paul. You know what, it was kind of punchy. But you know what I'm saying? Under the circumstances, it's best to get to where you need to be at. I like the way you moved through it. It had a good progression, the progression of time, and it was decent, especially under the circumstances. I liked it. But, you know, I'm a fan of yours, so I sound kind of biased. So it just is what it is.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Whew. Thank you. My daddy helped me get through some tight spots.
Yeah.
Just keep your hands on the steering wheel and your feet on the floor.
Yes, I am holding on to the steering wheel. I have a hand on the wheel.
All right.
See, miracles do happen.
Not too tight now. For real?
Miss Curly.
Yeah. I'm here.
He's muted.
I'm here.
What's your thoughts?
I love that piece. I wish I could freestyle. Just come right off the top of my head. I can give you one or two lines, but to do a whole piece, that's a skill I wish I could acquire. That was beautiful. It was very heartfelt, Paul. Very, very heartfelt.
Thank you. But Danielle, I'm with you.
I wish that was a skill I could acquire also. That is not my comfort zone by no stretch of the imagination. Believe that.
That's all right, though. You did
well. Man, you're being too hard on yourself, Paul.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that one.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty then. Alrighty then. We're gonna go to Poetic. Your piece.
As I sit in a puddle of my tears on the floor, wondering why my piece doesn't answer my calls anymore, I sit being drenched, gut-wrenched. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. No answer still. Silence is maddening and defiantly ill. As I see my desires somewhere near heaven, and my feelings are downtrodden, trying to determine what in the world was I thinking, falling in love. Was I drinking? I needed some, just some, love. Love to be there for me, wanting me, telling me she wants me. Why can't I have? Tell me, why can't I have? How long I gotta sit in my tears? How many more years? And that's that piece.
Oh, my. Let's have King Atterbury up in here.
Yeah, brother, that was in natural order, man. You know what I'm saying? Wearing the heart on the sleeve. You know what I mean? Dealing with the wheel of time. That was dope, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
Miss Pearlty.
Wow, that was deep. I felt that it came from really like deep within me. I don't know what else to say. That was really deep piece, man. That was great. Wow.
I appreciate it.
Alrighty then. That was a piece. That was a dope piece. It was very somber. And you know, your pieces are always heartfelt. It reaches a place within us, you know, where hurt begins and peacefulness begins. Where hurt begins and ends, because you switch it up and you bring it to a lighter place. You know, but it was definitely heartfelt, man. We're going to go to, hey, you got it, man. You got it. We're going to go to Brother King Atterbury. Your piece, bro.
All right. I titled this Traveler. Peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. So I order martial law and make a call to the Lord. Out of all the things I store, what really struck my mind? Something I lost what was mine, perhaps stole the line. Now let me pray on it, place my spiritual bind on it. Open the sky, spread my wings, hope the others realm find it. So let me be reminded of who I be. It's the man behind the hands using mental telepathy. Absorb the life of light, enjoying a perfect flight. I'm back and forth like day and night, as long as time don't fight. Ring, ring, ring. Is anybody home? Oh, you had that talk of tone when God on the throne. But somewhere near heaven, I'm on earth repping seven. Head inside my lesson. Thank y'all all for the session.
All right. That's in peace?
In peace.
There's a little cheating going on there. There was slight cheating going on up in that one right there. I like that one, bro. You came at it at a whole different angle. I like the way you went with it. On that spiritual piece right there like that. That was dope. We're going to go to one more. Just Jay.
King Atterbury.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this right here was done nicely, bro. The way you open it up and start walking through it. That's normally my concern when I'm going through mine, is on such a short right can I really go ahead and pull some gems and some jewels out and have it sound coherent when I go ahead to hit it back. I was hearing you. I've been reading over this piece right here, and I was bouncing off your flow, so I was basically following your cadence more so than pulling out your word selections. I was hearing glimmers of them, but you kept the punchlines coming, so you kept kicking them out because I wasn't totally focused on it. But I liked it, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yo, okay, so let's see. Let's go to Miss Pearlie, your piece.
All right. Where are you? I don't know where those extreme pieces of time went when we loved our extreme parts of each other. Because now peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. My heart tries to chime in, ring, ring, ring. Love's calling, no answer, no answer. Once again, where are you? It must be dwelling somewhere near heaven, because had it dwelled within, heaven would have answered. That's that peace.
Okay. Let's give a quick one, poetic.
This was a short, sweet, right to the point, you know, very, very heartfelt piece as well. That's where your writing has been lately, and it continues even here in Pick Up the Pen. So I really think that was a dope piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jess Jay?
I liked it. Danielle, you're normally very, very direct. That right there is an attribute to speaking about things. Sometimes I see in your poems when you don't speak about things, things that concern you, but you will note it to yourself. I lost my train. I like it, Danielle.
Thank you.
Alrighty then, we're going to go to Jess J, your piece.
All right. Liquid words sway briskly, like whiskey in the breeze, gliding up the hillside and whipped into tornadoes. Time was of the essence, after one taste of her quintessential essence. But as of late, war only lives here. No longer, no longer. Peace doesn't answer my calls anymore. I guess I must fight for love. So I mounted up to storm the wall of a broken blockade with my grenadier brigade. Ring, ring. And just like that, my heart is broken again. I wish it would stop stroking and hoping for the stars I'm groping. I feel the draft of a door open. I must be somewhere near heaven. Poem.
Yo. Nice. Miss Pearlie?
Very nice. Could you say that last line again, please? You must be where?
I feel the draft of a door open. I must be somewhere near heaven.
That was nice. I like that line right there. The whole piece was nice, but that last part, yeah, that made the whole piece. That was really nice.
Thank you. That was the most chunkiest, raggediest piece, apart for me to work with. I kept trying to make it work.
You made it work.
You did.
Billy D moment, man.
Poetic.
Hey, man. Just JB acting so modest, man, when he did his pieces, especially when Pick Up the Pen. He only had one hiccup, and this made up for that hiccup, Just J. Dynamic piece, bro. Dope, right? Dope.
Thanks. Man, I've been trying to deal with more whimsy and stuff like that, playing with Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I heard this dude do this one piece, man. He was talking, and he said he had came up to a rock, and but he had mentioned the rock as an element in his poem. He kept on going further down the poem, and he said, I must be walking in circles, because here's this rock again. So I laid on it, because I was parched. I was like,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was dope right there. That was dope right there. I love the piece, man. I love the way you went into that. I see the way you stretched it. And in your stretching it, you seem certain of your piece, that you knew the direction you was going into. So I don't understand where, but it's, you know, we are very critical of ourselves. But I didn't get what you got for yourself. I got a dope piece, and I like the way you performed it. You know, I like the words.
Yeah, man, you say whenever you're uncertain about a poem, go slow.
Yeah, well, when your own breaks, and we don't get a chance to put our emphasis or breaks the way we need to put them up in these pieces because of the time that we have. Sometimes I wish that certain songs I played was a little longer according to the phrases. Because I like to really give y'all a lot of time to formulate a really great piece. But the object of it all is to write under duress, to write under stress, to write with a timer ticking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when I used to do this back in the day, I didn't give all that time. Cut it off and hear the first lines, couple of lines that you guys got down, then I pick it back up and let y'all finish. But a lot of times you might get a half a song or whatever, but it's to show your progression. It's to push you beyond your limits. It's to get you to learn how to black things out, because the music that I played back in the day I didn't play it to assist you or to motivate you to do well in your piece. I throw a rock and roll piece on and ask you to write a love song, a love poem. You know what I'm saying? Throw something on inspirational, like a spiritual, and ask you to write something conscious, you know, to see where you can go, to learn how to block out outside interference. You know what I'm saying? To lock into yourself. That's what it's truly about. And a lot of y'all guys, especially the ones that have been coming here on a daily basis, have, you know, gotten past this. I've heard you guys on other shows where you might not have known the theme of the show. And while the show is going on, y'all writing pieces, and y'all get on the mic and be like, well, I just wrote this while I was listening to the show. Okay? Y'all done checked yourselves. You know, I got strengthened, and you're able to move that. And we really move the pins over here, y'all, especially with these crazy phrases. Y'all remember some of the craziest phrases when we began over here. Snot in your nose, boogers in your pants, dirty dog.
That sounds all good, bro, but can we hear yours? Don't be stalling.
Right.
No, it's not about that.
It never fails every time.
It's not about that, y'all, because we only had 2 minutes. So I'm just going through it like this. Because my piece wasn't even worth that. But, yeah, we're short on time. We're about to bang, bang, bang. So, but I'm just saying, we all come a long way with this picking up our pen thing,
yeah,
and, you know, strengthening our own selves, our agility, our ability to move through and build something. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you know, we ran out of time. We normally do about 3 pick up your pens, but I don't know. We just got lost somewhere up in here. But, hey, thanks for chilling with a brother. Thank you guys for coming out and, you know, staying to the bitter end. Joel Atterbury, welcome to the program, bro. Thank you, man, for chilling with us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, Pastor Paul, glad that you were able to make it, man, and I hope you're driving and safely, and that you reach your destination.
And I just arrived.
Sweet.
So, perfect time.
Okay.
Awesome. I appreciate the platform, though. That was fun.
Yeah. So we're going to leave. We're going to leave over to. Yeah. On a following, on a, 2 weeks from now, I think, if I'm fully moved in. But Poetic, get your last thing, bro.
Hey, man, join us tomorrow night for War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy, La Pearl, La Negra, Standing Man Phillips. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. And next Monday, Do What You Like, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. For real, back to you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, once again, thanks everybody for coming out. Hey, it's been a blast. I had a fun Monday. Love you guys. And baby, don't forget to take your socks off.
Baby,
one love, everybody.
Yep.
One life.
Baby.
One life.